Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A point on it, but it's Friday again. For those of you who have lost track of the days of the week, which usually happens when there's a Monday holiday, Jay Kirshner is here. She wasn't here on Monday, so she probably thinks that it's Thursday.
It's been a very wonky week.
Wonky week. It has been a wonky week because of things going on in the world as much as anything else, which we are here to discuss on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The best thing I can think of at the moment is the following. Only by learning to live in harmony with your contradictions can you keep your life afloat. I think that's pretty good food for thought.
Oh, I like that.
Only by learning to live in harmony with your contradictions can you keep your life afloat. So what do you think some of the contradictions are in your life? When you get right down to it, things that you argue with yourself about, because that's really what it is. Everybody has those items. You think about something and, oh, I should do this, or I ought to, and then you know, you're arguing with yourself about what the right thing is to do. It's probably a good sign of upbringing, a good upbringing, too, when you sort of argue back and forth about those sorts of things. Anyway,
and sometimes you feel like you should do something, but then your attitude gets in the way, or the current mood you're in kind of hinders things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. There's a polarization within, if you will, a sort of polarization anyway. So it's food for thought. The most common thread of conversation today and through the weekend and for a while will not be anything that's going on in America. It's the passing of the Queen. Isn't it interesting how quickly she went in reality? Mm-hmm. Whether the world didn't know when she spent the summer up at the Balmead
Balmoral,
Castle.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, anyway. The idea that she was fine, seemingly, to the point where up until almost the last day, she was doing the stuff, taking the resignation of Boris Johnson, and then the new prime minister installed. And that was just, last Friday, I think, wasn't that? Over the weekend, so it was like just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it really was, like just the other day, and pretty much the new prime minister's first order of business was addressing the nation of the Queen's passing, and 70 years. There are, think about people's ages now, and how many people in the world that have not known anything other than Queen Elizabeth in terms of the royal monarchy for England and the Commonwealth.
Why are we so fascinated by this, I wonder? It just seems kind of very...
She was such a mainstay.
Yeah,
she took the throne
solid.
At such a young age and during so much turmoil anyway, and just everything. She always kind of seemed to remain steadfast and graceful and...
Graceful.
Especially
That's a great name. I mean, a great word. A great word is graceful. She was.
Well, and with everything that has happened with the royal family of Prince Andrew's allegations and the turmoil between Harry and William and now King Charles, Prince Charles, now King Charles, and it always seemed like one thing was constant, that when she was with her family, she was not the Queen of England and the Commonwealth. She was just Grandma.
Yeah. Right. So a lot of stuff is going to be said again today, tomorrow, yesterday, last night. And it doesn't change anything. She's dead, and that's it. And all the things that you can think about from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and all that stuff, they're there now, aren't they?
Yes, they happen to already be in England doing press for different things, so he was able to rush to her side, and doctors were telling all of the family, really, like, to get here. And did you see all of the photos of the double rainbow spotted over Buckingham Palace?
Yes. There's something to behold, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
think about that and what significance there is, the spiritual world, the unseen world, the unspoken things in the world that people don't want to, or at least a lot of people don't want to give any credence. Oh, it's just one of those things. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of those things. Nope. Not at all. I don't buy it.
I get chills thinking about it, just because it's almost like she was reunited with Philip, the love of her life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. When did he, has it been 2 years? How long has it been?
1 year.
Gone. One, just a year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Four children, 8 grandchildren. What, how many great-grandchildren has she got? A bunch of them. And not
so many, it seems.
All of the royal family, the dogs and all of that stuff. What happens to all of the dogs? The queen has left behind all kinds of possessions, but that she loved those dogs. And she had a lot of horses, too, that she spent a lot of time.
Oh, over, like, over 100. Yeah. She had so many horses. And she rode her horses, what, up until maybe a couple years ago?
Yeah.
She definitely kept at it. She had 4 dogs, her corgis, who were always by her side, and her last will and testament may be sealed for, like, 100 years to the public. Because just how different things go, I think Prince Philip's was deemed to be sealed for 90 years.
Yep, right.
And so the public may not know where everything goes, but obviously the people who will be taking care of them will. I believe 2 of her dogs, her Dorgie and the Cocker Spaniel, were from Prince Andrew, so it'll be probably maybe go back to him.
Go back to him, yep. So at any rate, there is... there's a lot of music, if you will, a lot of tributes, et cetera, et cetera. Let's start with what was very familiar to all the Brits and people around the world when it came to the music, God Save the Queen. Because it's the same music as My Country, Tis of Thee. But this is, it originally came from our song, our tribute to ourselves came from the Queen. Wasn't there another song, though, that they sang kind of yesterday? What's that, James? You got the audio from where people were just singing yesterday around, well, okay. At any rate, here's a tribute has been put together, kind of a synopsis of her life.
Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain and the Commonwealth has died.
I didn't have an apprenticeship. My father died much too young. It was all a very sudden taking on, making the best job you can.
Her Majesty Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor took the royal throne in 1953 at age 25.
I thank you all from a full heart. God bless you all.
She would live to be the longest serving British monarch and female head of state in history, as well as the first British monarch to address the US Congress.
I know that the servicemen and women of Britain were proud to act in a just cause alongside their American comrades.
She brought vigor and vitality to the British monarchy that made her beloved by her country and millions around the world.
But for now, I send my thanks and warmest good wishes to you all.
We remember Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom, Northern Ireland, and the Commonwealth.
We will meet again.
God Save the Queen. So now they'll go back to God Save the King, because her putz of a son is going to become King George the Third.
King George the Third.
He is. Mm-hmm. King George the Third.
And then with his succession to the throne, everybody else moves up in title. Prince William and Kate Middleton have now, they were the Sussexes, and now they are taking over what King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla were with Cornwall. They also take on those titles. And then Harry and Meghan's children become prince and princess, moving up in line of succession with the throne. So it'll be determined, it'll be to be seen if King Charles keeps that with prince and princess, or Archie and Lilibet, or if, you know, what happens if those titles are removed.
I find it, looking back over pictures, the pictorial history of her, the outfits that she used to wear, how bright they were, how they all just were, you know, perfect for the queen. Mm-hmm. And that smile that she had, I thought that was very infectious. I actually never, I don't think I ever saw the queen other than in pictures. I don't think I ever saw her in person. As much time as I've spent in England, I never saw her. I remember some of my friends who do talk radio in Britain used to have their fun with her in the monarchy because of all the embarrassment that Andrew and Charles brought about. And she handled it about as well as you could expect under the circumstances. A life of privilege, but responsibility. I thought it was interesting, Julie Andrews, who's beloved by most everybody who comes upon her or knows who she is and what she's all about. She said, along with millions of others, I mourn the passing of our beloved queen. The statement continued, it feels as though we lost a friend, a dedicated monarch who inspired all of us with her love, wisdom, and grace. May we honor her by holding to the standards she set for herself and the nation. I remember she was the star of the Princess Diaries. She's as well known and thought of as highly as the Queen, frankly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting for all of the... You know how many flights there are a day from the United States to Britain? Take a guess. How many flights a day from various cities? There are 24 cities that have flights, at least one flight a day, from America to Britain. And all told, I think that I saw there was 97 flights, actually, when you consider how many, most of them, the largest number from New York, second largest number from Chicago, a third largest number from Los Angeles. And I think Dallas is after that, Miami. But there are tons of people. Americans love England, and the English people love to come to America. It is kind of like, isn't it funny, as we have grown over the years and changed, how our relationship has changed as well. All right, a lot of food for thought, a lot of chat. 18 after. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's ANGI.com, to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Way faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo.
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me,
Is this a growing thing? More and more people are becoming aware of animals that are in need.
The more people that are in animal ag that transition their farm to a plant-based farm or to a sanctuary, 501c3 sanctuary like we did, the awareness of the possibility of animals being rescued is more prevalent.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the September 9th Doug Steffen Good Day program. Before we get into some of the celebrity gossip on social media, I saw one thing. There were hundreds and hundreds of comments, as you could imagine, the story about the Queen passing, etc. Somebody named Joe said, somehow I think they'll be able to manage a minor change. This was a focus on changing from the Queen to the King and the song. The Queen was lucky in death as well as life. Her mind was good to the end. She was able to stand with the help of a cane. There are people in their 70s who can't do that well. I thought that was pretty apt and pretty much on the money. Yeah, right. Okay, speaking of on the money, one of the highest paid actors in the last few years has been Jason Momoa. And he's done something to highlight a sort of a problem, the public problem of, I want to give away the story if I'm going to tell you the story right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Jason Momoa, the actor, has an affinity for environmental issues, so he shaved his head. and referred to this as New Beginnings. This guy had lots of hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots and lots of hair.
Such long hair.
Did you see a picture of him without any hair? It doesn't even look like him.
Oh, he's beautiful no matter what.
Oh, okay.
That was the question, though.
Honey child.
That's just where my mind goes.
Right, yes.
But, yeah, no, he shaved his head because he wanted to highlight that single-use plastics need to go away.
How does shaving your head highlight that? What is that?
Because we're talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Like when people do something. Like, do you remember the ALS, was it the ice bucket challenge where people were dumping buckets of ice water on their head?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, but you
got people talking about it. I did it on the air, but I didn't do it with water. I did it with milk. I took 5 gallons of milk. I remember there's a video floating around somewhere.
Oh, we have to see that.
Yeah, there's...
but it gets people...
To talk about the issue. Yeah, right. I get it.
Yeah. It gets attention, and then you can talk about it, where he's saying we have to stop the plastic bottles, the plastic forks. It all goes into the oceans. He's Hawaiian. He sees the oceans, and he sees all of these single-use plastics that are constantly washing up on shore.
So how does the water that he's got a water company called Manalahu, I think, or Manalahu, whatever. However, it's Hawaiian water. How does he distribute that?
Hawaiian Airlines.
Plastic?
Yeah,
no,
he was even on one of the flights from L.A. to Hawaii distributing
Does it just get distributed in plastic? Do you drink a plastic
aluminum
bottle
bottles.
Of water? Aluminum bottles. Oh, okay, that's interesting. That's a different thing. 28 after, food for thought here.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
My sister, Margaret Rose, and I feel so much for you. As we know from experience what it means to be away from those we love most of all.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
The Queen has died. Long live the King. King Charles III. A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist, but exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis out in Nevada. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched that of the politician. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Good news, department. Here's the story of a couple of long-lost brothers that are being reunited after 77 years. Family was divided after the war. Ted, along with his other siblings, Barry and John, separated from the youngest brother after their mother died of cancer at the age of 30.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
La 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 la. Okay, here we are, 34 after. On the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Teddy Bear Day. For those of you who don't know about Teddy Bear Day, it goes back to when Theodore Roosevelt was president of the United States, 1902, went on a bear hunting trip in Mississippi. The governor thought he was doing the right thing, so they capture, the governor's people capture a bear, and they tie it to a tree, so that Roosevelt can shoot a bear and not miss it. And Roosevelt, to his credit, said, no, I got to shoot the bear. There's no sport in that. There's no sport in shooting a bear anyway. If you want to shoot a bear, it's going to be because it's going to do harm or it's attacking somebody or something. But it's hardly, it's like deer hunting. That's not a sport. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so there's a political cartoonist who saw the report of what Roosevelt decided to do. And so he did a sort of a parody of the president's unwillingness to shoot the bear. The cartoon ran in the Washington Post, and then there were people who saw the cartoon. A fellow that ran a candy shop in Brooklyn decided that they would make a stuffed animal, a bear, stuffed bear. And so that's when that started. And then not long after that, the people that run Stife, you know, the, you have any Stife, little Stife toys, the stuffed animals, very famous brand.
Stife, okay.
You never heard of it? Stife, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, all right. German firm that makes now the most teddy bears in the world, and the teddy bear had movable joints. So now, excuse me, every year there are millions of those things that are sold. But it all started back on this day, September the 9th, 1902, or in that vicinity. There you go. All right. The first lady, there was a teddy bear, there's a teddy bear museum in Petersfield, England. And there's a Paddington Bear, as you know. Do you know the story of Paddington Bear?
I do know Paddington Bear, yes. Mac? I know that one.
Yeah. You should, Mac would be a beneficiary of a great, that's a wonderful, just a great story. The books are fun. I used to read them to my children all the time. Grandchild. Although, actually, Miles is not that excited about Paddington Bear for whatever the reason, but both Megan and Brendan were. As a matter of fact, on the guest bed where the kids sleep in the house, there's a Paddington Bear. So when Brendan gets here tomorrow, he'll look at the bed and just feel right at home because it was his Paddington Bear. Yeah.
Aww.
Right. Yeah. Good news today. Scientists have unearthed African, the oldest dinosaur in Africa. This is, I don't know whether or not I think this is a critical gap in the history of the world, but a lot of people are interested for, didn't we find there was last week, there was a big fossil discovery someplace? Where was that? Do you remember?
It seems like there's been, yeah, there's been different fossils and skeletons. There were the big footprints in Texas with the receding water.
Right. It was Canada.
There's been a lot of new discoveries recently.
Right. So this is in Zimbabwe. And if you go across Africa, there were a lot of dinosaurs. There were a lot of dinosaurs all over the planet. But this is an area that has not seen a lot of exploration for dinosaurs because I don't think they really knew where the dinosaurs migrated to as they moved around the planet. And so with this comes a speculation on my part as to whether there's a lot of oil where these, I'm guessing somebody's figuring out where there are dinosaur remains, there's oil. And so anyway, this goes back to climate change, do you think we just started talking about climate change? The dinosaurs were, they reacted to climate change by moving around. And lots of species did, as a matter of fact. It's not like, the people who do this, I'm going to get off on my climate change toot here for a minute. The people that are so concerned about all of this stuff, I mean, I get it. If you're in Los Angeles this week, you're out. And it doesn't seem to be normal or natural or the thing that you're used to, even if you grew up there. But there are plenty of records, if you dig around, that show that the Southwest has been under the spell of this kind of weather many times, excuse me, even since weather records began back in the early 1880s. And so it's all coming together. Anyway, that's not the dinosaur story. It's just the fact that they've found more remains, and it'll be an interesting exploration. I think when you dig around, there are all kinds of things. The world is so full of history by just digging. Almost any place you go, if you dig, you can find something that has historical significance. Now, does that mean if you go out in your backyard and you dig a hole, you're going to find something? I know if I go out in my backyard and dig up something, I'll find an old swimming pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The people that owned the house before I did, it was a great pool. We used to use the pool when I was a kid on the farm. We'd fill up the hay mow that's on this barn, in this barn on this property, and then we'd go to this huge, wonderful old granite pool. But the people who lived here before I lived here were stiffs, and they just they buried it. They were both lawyers, and they didn't want the liability of somebody coming on the property. This is how they thought. This is typical lawyer thinking. Well, if we have this big pool and somebody comes on the property and they fall in, they'll sue us. So instead of enjoying the pool, they filled it in. There you go. Congratulations. Yet another, it's, okay. So there's another scientific discovery, evidence, in fact, of the oldest known surgical limb amputation that occurred 31,000 years ago. Human skeleton dating to the Stone Age was found once again, with exploration going on in Borneo. This person's left foot had been amputated, and apparently the patient recovered.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the Nature, the magazine Nature. Archaeologists located the skeleton a couple of years ago. They went back to the site where some of the earliest rock art has been found, and they were looking for deposits that would overlap with this rock art. Doesn't that sound like a song? Rock on.
It really does.
Rock art. So there's an archaeologist
named...
That's in history. Yeah, right. Tim Maloney, the archaeologist for University of Australia, was at a press conference, and they were talking about what they found as they... Imagine this for work, how slow and meticulous you have to be, almost digging around with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you
and
don't
like
disturb.
And a brush, and
yeah.
Like a really soft bristle brush, and brushing right. things away. But what was so fascinating about this is because they could tell that this person was missing a limb, but then they had to run continuous tests to see, was it an accident that tore off this limb? Was it torture? No, it was on purpose, and this person was deeply cared for afterwards, and lived for another 6 or 7 years, and then when they did die, it was like a proper burial, so it wasn't some kind of act of torture. And just to have the knowledge of the human anatomy to do such a thing like this that long ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Pretty, well, it just shows where there's a will, there's a way. You know what I mean? And this is another example of that, actually. The story this week of a mother who was hospitalized with pretty serious injuries after she fought off a tiger that was trying to take her 15-month-old baby over in India. She was taking her son outside of their hut to relieve himself. Tiger showed up, and this was off apparently a reservation. The tiger pounced from the bushes. I mean, this is like a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the tiger was trying to take the child and drag it into the woods, and the mom fights a tiger off with her bare hands and is screaming for help, and then other people nearby hear her and come to her aid. She had a punctured lung, bruised her abdomen. The toddler had a gash. The toddler was, you know, no serious injuries, and the mom obviously had some serious injuries, but she's out of danger and she's recovering.
Yep. So that reminds me, as one story leads to another. Remember this week we talked about the boy who lost his leg to a shark?
Yes, and the bull shark, yeah.
Yeah. Jameson Reeder was snorkeling off a reef in the Florida Keys with his parents and his brothers and his sister, attacked by this 9-foot-long bull shark. But he managed to get away. Happy to be alive, he said, as he celebrated his 11th birthday. He's in the hospital, and now he's got to use a wheelchair, but he's alive anyway. And that's something to behold when you think about it. We were speculating as to why the shark would go after this youngster, because sharks don't usually do that.
So, I was reading up more on bull sharks, because there was another story we just discussed this week about a woman who was snorkeling and killed by a shark that was a bull shark. Because I was thinking, weren't bull sharks the ones that are a little bit more really not likely to harm people? And that was totally inaccurate. They are extremely aggressive and chaotic. And, it seems like most shark attacks that happen are bull sharks.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's somebody whose life was saved because they had on an Apple smartwatch. This fellow was having a problem with his heart. His heart slowed down, and then it stopped. It stopped 138 times in 48 hours. And so apparently this fellow, 54-year-old David Last, was getting a new Apple watch. The watch reading showed him with his resting heart rate as low as 30 beats per minute. How the hell do you live?
Well,
normally, your heart's got to beat twice that fast.
Well, and originally he thought the watch was faulty. He's like, no, this is not happening. My heart is not just randomly stopping.
How can that happen? Anyway, they managed to get themselves to a doctor. He got an MRI scan, and so he's EKGs and all that stuff.
But also 2 months later the results were in. 2 months later is when he got his results.
Let's hear it for the medical system in America. All right, so that's something to discuss with Dr. Ken, one of our resident physicians here. In a moment, a memory from the Doug Stephan Good Day vault of experiences on the air. Jay, we were mentioning the ALS challenge, so we have the audio from my experience doing not necessarily what everybody else did after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so there was something going on, I don't know how many, it's maybe been 7, 8 years ago, the ALS challenge when people were dunking themselves and dumping bottles of water or buckets of water on them. So I decided to take the challenge, but because I was a dairy farmer, it had to have been 2015 because I was still milking cows on the farm. One of my hands and colleagues brought a 5-gallon bucket of milk to me, and I don't know if we got a quick sound bite here from that,
So the idea,
James,
here is for me to take this. Everybody's wondering how I'm going to do this. Can I get 5 gallons of milk and pour it on me? You got a good shot, Meredith? All right, I do this in the name of love. I do it in the name of fun. I do it in the name of success.
And that was me dunking 5 gallons of cold milk on top of me for the ALS challenge. Whoopee! Oh, yeah. 10 before the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, September the 9th, Friday, end of the first full week of September 2022. So as people are talking, this is our farm, food, and family portion of the program. And in fact, because of all the conversation about the Queen passing, the farm that she ran, she had a dairy. Well, she didn't run it, but she owned it. And so this whole business of her love for dogs and horses and pigs and sheep and cows, she, like I, had registered jersey. This is the probably, other than breathing the same air on the planet and the color of my skin, this is probably the only thing I had in common with her. I have Jersey cows. She had Jersey cows. The idea of selling some of the goods from the royal estates, the cows and the pigs and stuff, came from her husband, Prince Philip, back in 2001. 200 registered Jersey cows, a lot of great. Really, the milk from this, and they're A2 cows. Probably ought not to get into that right now, why the milk is better from an A2 cow. But anyway, the idea here was for them to share the milk, and they had beef herd and breeding sows and that sort of thing. Brown hens, they had 1,500 of them. A lot of land on the farm, about 1,000 acres. Beautiful place, actually, great place for livestock. So on the farm's website, you can see pictures of the Queen with the Jersey herd and the whole business of the farm, which goes back to Prince Albert in the 1850s. So that's kind of cool.
And Windsor Castle ice cream came from the milk that was sold from the dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have some of the ice cream I sell on my farm is made by a dairy called Windsor Dairy down in Rhode Island, matter of fact. So there's that story. 55 past the hour in a moment, the focus on salmon and yet another recall. Good Lord, do these things ever stop? And the way we do food now, the probably answer to that is no. So the update on that after this. joining me for a return engagement. That sounds really formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Calibran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitrin orders, too.
Calitrin, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works. All right. Now, the St. James Company, I run a smokehouse in Miami, recalling 93 cases of smokehouse brand Scotch Reserve smoked salmon in 4-ounce packages. So if you like this stuff, the salmon is actually from Scotland. Recall result of sampling by the State Department of Agriculture in Washington State. The recall says the product was sold and distributed by St. James from February to June of this year. The recall, let's see here, stores in Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Washington State, Virginia, Wisconsin. And what is being recalled, actually, is St. James Scotch Reserve Scottish Smoked Salmon, 4-ounce packages. Okay, so there haven't been any illnesses reported, but this is one of these things to supposedly help out the consumer. The way you can help out consumer is to do a better job of packaging your stuff there, pal. It has listeria, apparently. Listeria is the worst of all of the mono contaminators, like E. coli and Salmonella.
Yeah, and things don't look like once look a week smell spoiled. Stories.
Yeah, it should.
With listeria. Well, that's why it's so scary. Because other things, they at least look spoiled or they smell weird or they're funky about it. But with listeria, nope.
But if you get sick from it, vomiting, nausea, fever. My son just went through this earlier this week. Had all of the symptoms of food poisoning or eating or something that had listeria in it. It's nothing to fool around with. So if you have the stuff, bring it back and get your money back. 59 past the hour, Farm, Food, and Family on Good Day.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.